Jeremiah chapter 47. The word of the Lord that came to the prophet Jeremiah concerning the Philistines before Pharaoh attacked Gaza. Thus says the Lord, See, waters are rising out of the north and shall become an overflowing torrent. They shall overflow the land and all that fills it, the city and those who live in it. People shall cry out, and all the inhabitants of the land shall wail. At the noise of the stamping of the hoofs of his stallions, at the clatter of his chariots, at the rumbling of their wheels, parents, do not turn back for children, so feeble are their hands, because of the day that is coming to destroy all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper that remains. For the Lord is destroying the Philistines, the remnant of the coastland of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza, Ashkelon is silenced. O remnant of their power, how long will you gash yourselves? Ah, sword of the Lord, how long until you are quiet? Put yourself into your scabbard, rest, and be still. How can it be quiet when the Lord has given it an order against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There he has appointed it. Jeremiah chapter 48. Concerning Moab. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Alas for Nebo, it is laid waste. Kiriathaim is put to shame, it is taken. The fortress is put to shame and broken down, the renown of Moab is no more. In Heshbon they planned evil against her. Come, let us cut her off from being a nation. You also, O madmen, shall be brought to silence. The sword shall pursue you. Hark, a cry from Horonaim, desolation and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones cry out, for at the ascent of Luhith they go up weeping bitterly. For at the descent of Horonaim they have heard the distressing cry of anguish. Flee, save yourselves, be like a wild ass in the desert. Surely because you trusted in your strongholds and your treasures, you also shall be taken. Chemosh shall go out into exile with his priests and his attendants. The destroyer shall come upon every town, and no town shall escape. The valley shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord has spoken. Set aside salt for Moab, for she will surely fall. Her towns shall become a desolation with no inhabitant in them. Accursed is the one who is slack in doing the work of the Lord, and accursed is the one who keeps back the sword from bloodshed. Moab has been at ease from his youth, settled like wine on its dregs. He has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore his flavor has remained, and his aroma is unspoiled. Therefore the time is surely coming, says the Lord, when I shall send to him decanters to decant him, and empty his vessels, and break his jars in pieces. Then Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How can you say, We are heroes and mighty warriors? The destroyer of Moab and his towns has come up, and the choicest of his young men have gone down to slaughter, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near at hand, and his doom approaches swiftly. Mourn over him, all you his neighbors, and all who know his name, say, How the mighty scepter is broken, the glorious staff! Come down from glory, and sit on the parched ground, enthroned, daughter Dibon. For the destroyer of Moab has come up against you. He has destroyed your strongholds. Stand by the road and watch, you inhabitant of Aroer. Ask the man fleeing and the woman escaping. Say, What has happened? Moab is put to shame, for it is broken down. Wail and cry. Tell it by the Arnon that Moab is laid waste. Judgment has come upon the tableland, upon Holon, and Jaza, and Mephaath, and Dibon, and Nebo, and Beth-Deblathaim, and Kiriathaim, and Beth-Gamul, and Beth-Meon, and Kirioth, and Bozrah, and all the towns of the land of Moab far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says the Lord. Make him drunk, because he magnified himself against the Lord. Let Moab wallow in his vomit. He too shall become a laughingstock. Israel was a laughingstock for you, though he was not caught among thieves. But whenever you spoke of him, you shook your head. Leave the towns and live on the rock, O inhabitants of Moab. be like the dove that nests on the sides of the mouth of a gorge. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud of his loftiness, his pride, and his arrogance, and the haughtiness of his heart. I myself know his insolence, says the Lord. His boasts are false, his deeds are false. Therefore I wail for Moab, I cry out for all Moab, for the people of Kir Heres I mourn. More than for Jazer I weep for you, O vine of Sibma. Your branches crossed over the sea, reached as far as Jazer. Upon your summer fruits and your vintage the destroyer has fallen. Gladness and joy have been taken away from the fruitful land of Moab. I have stopped the wine from the wine presses. No one treads them with shouts of joy. The shouting is not the shout of joy. Heshbon and Eleala cry out. As far as Jahaz they utter their voice. From Zoar to Horonaim and Eglath Selishiah. For even the waters of Nimrim have become desolate. And I will bring to an end in Moab, says the Lord, those who offer sacrifice at a high place and make offerings to their gods. Therefore my heart moans for Moab like a flute, and my heart moans like a flute for the people of Kir Heres, for the riches they gained have perished. For every head is shaved, and every beard cut off. On all the hands there are gashes, and on the loins sackcloth. On all the housetops of Moab, and in the squares, there is nothing but lamentation, for I have broken Moab like a vessel that no one wants, says the Lord. How it is broken, how they wail, how Moab has turned his back in shame, so Moab has become a derision and a horror to all his neighbors. For thus says the Lord, Look, he shall swoop down like an eagle, and spread his wings against Moab. The town shall be taken, and the stronghold seized. The hearts of the warriors of Moab on that day shall be like the heart of a woman in labor. Moab shall be destroyed as a people, because he magnified himself against the Lord. Terror, pit, and trap are before you, O inhabitants of Moab, says the Lord. Every one who flees from the terror shall fall into the pit, and every one who climbs out of the pit shall be caught in the trap. For I will bring these things upon Moab in the year of their punishment, says the Lord. In the shadow of Heshbon, fugitives stop exhausted, for a fire has gone out from Heshbon, a flame from the house of Sihon. It has destroyed the forehead of Moab, the scalp of the people of tumult. Woe to you, O Moab! The people of Chemosh have perished, for your sons have been taken captive and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. Thus far is the judgment on Moab. Jeremiah chapter 49, concerning the Ammonites. Thus says the Lord, Has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then has Milcom dispossessed Gad, and his people settled in its towns? Therefore the time is surely coming, says the Lord, when I will sound the battle alarm against Reba of the Ammonites. It shall become a desolate mound, and its villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall dispossess those who dispossessed him, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai is laid waste. Cry out, O daughters of Rabbah, put on sackcloth, lament, and slash yourselves with whips, for Milcom shall go into exile with his priests and his attendants. Why do you boast in your strength? Your strength is ebbing, O faithless daughter. You trusted in your treasure, saying, Who will attack me? I am going to bring terror upon you, says the Lord God of hosts, from all your neighbors, and you will be scattered, each headlong, with no one to gather the fugitives. But afterward I will restore the fortunes of the Ammonites, says the Lord. Concerning Edom, thus says the Lord of hosts, Is there no longer wisdom in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, get down low, inhabitants of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time when I punished him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? If thieves came by night, even they would pillage only what they wanted. But as for me, I have stripped Esau bare. I have uncovered his hiding places, and he is not able to conceal himself. His offspring are destroyed, his kinsfolk and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your orphans. I will keep them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, if those who do not deserve to drink the cup still have to drink it, shall you be the one to go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished. You must drink it. For by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become an object of horror and ridicule, a waste, and an object of cursing, and all her towns shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard tidings from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. Gather yourselves together, and come against her, and rise up for battle. For I will make you least among the nations, despised by humankind. The terror you inspire and the pride of your heart have deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Although you make your nest as high as the eagles, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. Edom shall become an object of horror. Everyone who passes by it will be horrified and will hiss because of all its disasters. As when Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors were overthrown, says the Lord, no one shall live there, nor shall anyone settle in it. Like a lion coming up from the thickets of the Jordan against a perennial pasture, I will suddenly chase Edom away from it, and I will appoint over it whomever I choose. For who is like me? Who can summon me? Who is the shepherd who can stand before me? Therefore hear the plan that the Lord has made against Edom, and the purposes that he has formed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the little ones of the flock shall be dragged away. Surely their fold shall be appalled at their fate. At the sound of their fall the earth shall tremble. The sound of their cry shall be heard at the Red Sea. Look, he shall mount up and swoop down like an eagle, and spread his wings against Bozrah. And the heart of the warriors of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman in labor. Concerning Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are confounded, for they have heard bad news. They melt in fear, they are troubled like the sea that cannot be quiet. Damascus has become feeble, she turned to flee, and panic seized her. Anguish and sorrows have taken hold of her, as of a woman in labor. How the famous city is forsaken, the joyful town! Therefore her young men shall fall in her squares, and all her soldiers shall be destroyed in that day, says the Lord of hosts. And I will kindle a fire at the wall of Damascus, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor, that King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon defeated, thus says the Lord, rise up, advance against Kedar, destroy the people of the east, take their tents and their flocks, their curtains and all their goods. Carry off their camels for yourselves, and a cry shall go up. Terror is all around. Flee, wander far away, hide in deep places, O inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord. For King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon has made a plan against you, and formed a purpose against you. Rise up, advance against a nation at ease that lives secure, says the Lord, that has no gates or bars, that lives alone. Their camels shall become booty, their herds of cattle a spoil. I will scatter to every wind those who have shaven temples, and I will bring calamity against them from every side, says the Lord. Hazor shall become a lair of jackals, an everlasting waste. No one shall live there, nor shall anyone settle in it. The word of the Lord that came to the prophet Jeremiah concerning Elam at the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am going to break the bow of Elam, the mainstay of their might, and I will bring upon Elam the four winds from the four quarters of heaven. And I will scatter them to all these winds, and there shall be no nation to which the exiles from Elam shall not come. I will terrify Elam before their enemies, and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster upon them, my fierce anger, says the Lord. I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them, and I will set my throne in Elam, and destroy their king and officials, says the Lord. But in the latter days I will restore the fortunes of Elam, says the Lord.